Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastic?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Mindy Dvorich said she would be about 5 minutes late.
By Mr. Johnstone, seconded.
Aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, the acceptance of meeting minutes. Is in order.
Accept and place on file.
Second.
Jimmy Juice second that.
Yeah.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Julian to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. The next order of business is reports and communications to City Council.
First, I have the letter from the Nile Cemetery Advisory Committee that was submitted at last council meeting.
Accept and place on file.
By Salito, seconded by Lastic to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
Next, letter from Geauga Trumbull Solid Waste Management District.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
Julian seconded by Salito to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries.
Next, a statement of cash from revenue and expense from the auditor's office for January 2025.
Motion to accept and place on files on order.
Place on file.
By Julian seconded by Shealy. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. We'll pause for a moment to allow Councilmember Dvorich to get settled. To reflect that Councilmember Dvorich joined council at 6:04, a minute ahead of schedule. Thanks, Mindy. Next item, please.
Next, from the auditor's office, the check report by check number for January 2025.
In place and file.
Second.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Lastic to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, from the fire department, the 2024 annual report.
Motion accept and place on file.
Salito, seconded by Lastic to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? Chief, thanks for the report. Appreciate it and the information that you provide. Thank you very much, sir. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries.
And last, from the billing department, the adjustments for January 2025.
Accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Joanne, seconded by Shealy to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Next order of business, members of the audience addressing council on agenda items. Anyone? Anyone, anyone. In the opinion of the chair, there being none, the next order of business, council committee reports.
I have the public ground committee meeting minutes from February 12th, 2025.
Motion accept and place on file.
Moved by Salito, seconded by Johnstone to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Anything else, Nikki? Are we all caught up to date with committee reports?
Oh, we were from
last year. Awesome. Have there been any this year?
This
okay, so we're all caught up. Awesome. Next order of business is tonight's legislation. Would the clerk please present the drafts for council consideration?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the third time to receive third reading. Draft number 15-25, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 16-25, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 18-25, an ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a purchase agreement with the Trumbull County Land Bank Reutilization Cooperation for real property. Draft number 19-25, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of unused lands owned by the City of Niles to the Improvement Corporation of Niles, Ohio. Draft number 22-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the General Fund Miscellaneous Account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles. Draft number 23-25, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated General Fund Account 101 to the General Fund Miscellaneous Account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles. An amended draft number 24-25. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated General Fund Account 101 to the General Fund Miscellaneous Account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles.
Motion for a third reading.
Second.
This is the third reading. Third reading. Okay. Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Shealy. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Make a motion to adopt.
Johnstone, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted after its third reading. Will the clerk please present the draft for second reading?
Draft number 31-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a license agreement with the Service Line Warranties of America to offer the Service Line Warranty Program to citizens of the City of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Second.
Joanne, seconded by Shealy for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 31-25 has received its, second reading. Would the clerk please
Mr.
present?
President, can we, I'd like to make a motion to remove draft 3725 from the consent agenda for first reading.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to remove number 11, draft 3725, a resolution in opposition to passage of Senate Bill 56. Are there any questions or comments?
I want to remove it from the consent agenda.
Roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
37-25 has been removed from the consent agenda, and it is your intent to have it as a standalone first reading on its own, but it will still hold its same number, 3725. Go ahead.
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 34-25. A resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for qualifications for the City of Niles pretreatment for the wastewater treatment plant. Draft number 36-25, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. And draft number 38-25, an ordinance approving a then and now payment request for Duke Sanitary Service for the emergency cleanup of an oil spill in Mosquito Creek.
Motion for first reading.
It's a consent agenda. Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Julian, seconded by Shealy for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Will the clerk please present the drafts for first reading?
Draft number 35-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time. In ordinance amending chapter 143.04, security officers and personnel of the codified ordinance of the City of Niles in part to define officer and adjust the application fee and declaring an emergency.
Motion for first reading.
Second. Shealy, seconded by Salido for a first reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
35-25 received its first reading. Clerk, please present the last draft.
Draft number 37-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution in opposition to the passage of Senate Bill 56.
Motion for a first reading.
Second.
Julian seconded by Johnstone for first reading. Questions or comments?
Mr. President, quick comment on that. Just so everyone's aware, I know that on Tuesday, the second hearing in regards to this Senate bill was held in Columbus. There was a lot of testimony, a lot of opposition to the proposed amendment. So it seemed as though there was actually a proposed amendment that is favorable to the municipalities. We'll have to wait and see how everything plays out. I do have a meeting with the Municipal League on Friday, I'm sorry. So any more additional information on this, I'll be certain to share.
Mayor, and it sounds like it's going the right way, but mine also was going to be that letter we were sending to also make sure that, being it's a hometown guy, that Mr. Santucci receives that letter as well, knowing that we're expecting some support in this matter.
Good point. I did speak personally with Representative Santucci about that. So we'll see how things play out.
He's a hometown guy.
If it does make the House, yeah.
Was there a number making? And I heard it made a ton of money already. The ones that have been open. I mean, ours just opened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I know talking with some of my colleague mayors, the projections are not, they're waiting on projections because recreational just started for a lot of the local dispensaries. I don't know what the figures are with the ones who had been selling it right off the bat, but for the most part, recreation just started. And I know they're waiting to see what those projections are.
Mayor, question. So right now, the same thing we had in place is there, so we would still be entitled to something to this point, right, even if the law would change as being proposed?
We'll have to see what the final language is in SB 56. As of now, we do get a portion of that excise tax. The proposal was to eliminate that to where the municipalities did not see any of that revenues. On Tuesday, what I'm reading is that there was an amendment to remove that language in the current bill. How it shakes out, what the final language is, don't know. Again, hopefully we have some more information later on in the week.
Saying regardless if it would go south, you would think would have an argument. They can't make that retro, you wouldn't think.
I do have something to say. I personally have called Sandra O'Brien's office and voiced my concerns about this because I feel like, you know, this is something we were doing for our community. The people voted on this, and we're supposed to get this revenue, and it's like a kick in the teeth to the people that have really, really counted on this, and we could really use this. So that's all I have to say.
He call you back? Okay. I'd be interested to see when she does. Comments?
On that revenue issue, I think there was two factors why the council, for the most part as a whole, A was revenue, and yes, we were going to support the will of the voters of Niles, of Trumbull County, and of the city. So, but the revenue was a big factor. So,
anything else? Call the roll for a first reading, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has received its first reading. That concludes this evening's legislation. The next order of business. Miscellaneous remarks from the general public. Would anyone like to address council this evening? Anyone? 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 Sure. In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. The chair has none. Mayor?
Something else to watch out of Columbus. On May 6th, the 10-year cycle for the state capital improvement plan will be on the ballot for voters to choose. This is a renewal, no new taxes, but it does fund the OPWC programs that we take part in. I know just in my tenure as mayor, we've obtained over $1 million in OPWC funding for various infrastructure projects. So I think that's something that is important, that's beneficial to not only the city of Niles, but the entire state. And just a note that issue 2 will be on the ballot May 6th. I know I'll personally be supporting that and hope that hopefully the entire state does to continue this infrastructure program. That's all I have, Mr. Marino.
Mr. Auditor?
No comment.
Mr. Safety Director?
No comment.
Mr. Service Director?
No comment.
Chief? Mr. Johnstone?
I have nothing tonight.
Mr. Shealy?
So I do want to thank the mayor for my request for the arrow signs up there on Mahoning Avenue. Thank you for getting that taken care of. Also, I also want to add that not only did I call Sandra O'Brien's office, I also called directly to the governor's office also to air my displeasure with this. And I hope that they see through all this and see that the right thing is to leave it the way it is, or at least adjust it and make it fair so that we don't get really slapped with this. You know, this is something that the people voted for. We did this in the best interest of our community, and I feel it would be just a slap in the face.
Thank you. Mr. Borch? Comments, Mindy?
Oh, no comments. Thank you.
Mr. Joyne? Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Nothing.
Motion to adjourn by Mr. Joyne, seconded by Mr. Shealy. All in favor, signify by aye. It was the head nod. All in favor, aye. Signify by aye. Meeting's adjourned.